basketball action in between Ridgemont and Ada. Let's thank our sponsors for making it possible here on WKTN: Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, Wilson Tire, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Sets the Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries, and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office. Now live from Ada, here's Bob Simmons and Jenny Hildreth.
Thank you, Dr. B, and welcome to Monday night, and we've got girls basketball action for you tonight. It's going to be a good one. The Ridgemont Golden Gophers come in at 4-11. They're going to take on the Ada Bulldogs, who are 4-11, and Ridgemont's 3-10. I apologize for that. I'm Bob Simmons. With me tonight is Jenny Hildreth. We'll be back to talk about some of this after these.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has 3 locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
New year, new you? Freshen up your look with new styles from our boutique located inside the Depot No. 9. We offer sizes for all body shapes that keep you looking beautiful and feeling comfortable. The Depot No. 9 boutique has long sleeve and short sleeve tops, sweaters, cardigans for layering, and buttery soft leggings in sizes 2 through 22. The Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square is here for you.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School in the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital pregame show.
That's like a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital. I just have to get it going.
Exactly.
It rolls off the tongue after a little while. We will tell you that tonight's game is the first of a few here. We will go over the next couple because who knows after that. But on tomorrow night, we have a game emanating from Kenton High School. The Coldwater Cavaliers come and take on the Wildcats of Kenton. And that game will be brought to you probably around 7:30, I'm guessing.
I would assume, yeah.
I have console that night, so I'll have to tune in and listen like everybody else. Then on Friday night, the Wapak Redskins, they come to town, and they're going to take on the Kenton Wildcats. They are coming in with an upset over Shawnee last Friday night.
So I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, they won't probably be very happy. And then I think on Saturday night, I'm going to return to a game at Allen East, between Allen East and Hard North. That's the schedule upcoming, and we'll be back to talk more about these teams after these.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Domino's week-long carry-out deal means you can carry out three-topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three-topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carry-out deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School and the Ohio Health Hard Memorial Hospital. I just have to get warmed up.
Good job.
I got to get it down. Got a good one tonight. Let's look, Jenny, first at Ridgemont. They come in at 3-10 on the year. The last time we had them, they had not won a game. They just recently beat a Columbus Kipp team. And that stopped a 9-game losing season for them. Then they won a couple in a row. They beat Triad 48-39, and Cromer had 13 in that one. Then they lost a heartbreaker to Waynesfield. Waynesfield's just not very nice to a lot of people.
No, they're not.
52-50, and Cromer had 13 in that one. Then they followed up with a victory over Van Loo, 56-35. Nelson had 30. Cromer had 20.
Wow.
That's 50 points between
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
And certainly some good things there. Talking about them, and we'll mention this a couple of times, one of their Achilles heels is they're only averaging scoring 35.9
right.
points a game, and they're giving up 54. Now, a lot of that has to do with some of the games where teams have scored 60 points against them, and that happened five times earlier on in the season, including one time 79. So you look at those kind of things, and those were in the beginning of the season. We are now in 2022. Arriving soon will be coming the tournament because we have played 13 games and we only have 9 left if we play them
That's
all.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, but it's coming up. And so you want to start playing well the second half than you do in the first half. And they have, they've come on strong. They're 0-2 in the league, but they've won three games.
Right.
So that is a good thing. And we will come back. And, oh, my, John Derryberry is here in the house tonight.
Uh-oh.
With Steve Orne. We will be back and talk about the Ada Bulldogs after these.
Happy New Year from Liberty National Bank. Hi, this is Jade Hale. Now is the time to think about your 2022 financial goals, and we have a free service that can help you in that process. My Money View is an online financial management tool where you can track your spending, set goals, and establish realistic budget. Find out more at one of our locations or visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank, expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health, safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Winter brings blustery winds, snow, and ice. Warm up your cold days and nights with a hot cup of coffee. The Depot No. 9 offers a full selection of Black Rifle Coffee Company in 1-pound grounds or 12-count rounds, great for home or on the go. At the Depot No. 9, Black Rifle Coffee comes in light, medium, or dark roast, as well as decaf. Shop on in to the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square and try a sample of Black Rifle Coffee today.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School in the Ohio Health Hard Memorial Hospital. Well, you didn't think I was going to get it after I slurred tongue at one time? I didn't go out of the house.
I just give you a thumbs up.
I know. Let's talk a little bit about Ada tonight. Ada comes in the game tonight. They have a record of 4-11. They play in a tough league, though,
yes,
in the Northwest Conference. And they last lost to Delphus Jefferson, who is very, very good, 57-37. Allen East took him down 56-42. They did have a victory over LCC. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
37-31. Had another loss to, guess who? Allen East, 46-38, and a victory over USV 51-18. They have been led in scoring the entire season by a very phenomenal guard, Courtney Sumner. She's a player. She's a forward general, and she can score. So she's pretty well been carrying them on her back with their eight players that they have on the team. Looking at their scoring prowess, they score at 36.8 points per game and only give up 42. So a little difference there between 35 and 54.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So they're both in the 30s, though, so that must mean the game's going to be in the 30s.
Are we calling it now? Are we going to make that prediction?
Who knows? They've only allowed 60 points one time. Richmond has allowed that a few more times. They've given up more than 50 only four times. So they've been in the games, but they are winless in the league at 0-5. The league's pretty strong, though. Delphus Jefferson leads it at 14-1, undefeated in the league. Crestview is second at 4-1 and 11-3. Columbus Grove is 4-1 and 10-5. See, that's why I tell you, this is a tough league.
Right.
Bluffton is 12-4. Spencerville is 8-5. Leipzig is 8-4. Allen East is 8-6. And then you got a couple teams at Lincoln View and Ada that are at the bottom of the list. But very, very competitive league.
Absolutely.
And certainly that... We'll see if that plays to their advantage tonight when they take on Richmond. But when teams play that know each other so well, you and I have talked before, you can throw out what your record is or how many you're scoring here or how many you're giving up.
No kidding. That game, it's always 0-0 when you hit that floor.
Yeah, exactly right. And certainly both teams on a Monday, Martin Luther King Day, were not in school. Not like the 12 o'clock Saturday afternoon
right.
games, but still a little different today. You'll want to know how they'll want to focus early on in the game and factors that can be very big in a game like this. We will tell you, I see John Derryberry and Steve Orr, really two of my favorite officials of all times, used to referee with Steve, and they're going to let him play.
Oh, absolutely.
So it won't be ticky-tack stuff called. They'll let them, and they'll consistently let them play. And I'm not sure, not having Ada yet this year, if that will be an advantage to them or Richmond. Richmond's got some players. And
they get pretty physical.
Yeah, Cromer and Nelson can put up some points. And certainly Emma Smith does some things too. So they will be looking probably to stay in the game. But it'll be interesting to see what happens as far as the pressures that are put on and those kind of things today.
Absolutely. They're going to, like you said earlier, Ada has Sumner. I think they're going to have to shut her down early. Set the tone for the game.
Yeah, and she has she reminds me of some other younger players I've seen. Of course, she is a junior. Yeah, been here, started as a freshman. But she has some basketball savvy, as I would call it. Very knowledgeable, does all those fundamental things that players need to do. And which means if they try to stop her from scoring, she's going to be dumping down to other people to score.
Exactly.
So we'll see if that will be a factor in tonight's game. Nice crowd here tonight. I noticed when I was perusing the internet today, this is supposed to be packed the pound today.
Ooh.
So there are
quite a few people here.
Yeah, there are. So the pound representing the dog pound for the Bulldogs, I would assume. So Richmond over there chatting with their coach, Tim Wyatt. Big game for them. They have turned their season around a little bit. They got 3 wins now. The last time we had them, they were winless. Stopped that 9-game winning streak, losing streak that they had, and certainly wanting to put this one on the win side. As I said, they have 9 games left. Ada has 8. Ada has USV, Crestview, Calvary Christian, Leipzig, Waynesfield, and Spencerville left. Regmont Golden Gophers, I always write these down, have Ada tonight, Perry, Arcata, Elgin, Kenton, Hard Northern, Riverdale, Mount Gilead, and USV.
Ooh,
so some games upcoming. We're going to send it back to the station, and we're going to bring you play-by-play after these messages.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5- and 6-inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook. Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
These days, we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe, expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School and the Ohio Health Hard Memorial Hospital for tonight's game between the Gophers of Ridgemont and Tim Wyatt and the Bulldogs of Ada and Morgan Bass. Let's look at the starting lineups for the Golden Gophers. Emma Smith, the 5'6" senior. Brooke Nelson, 5'10" senior. Jenna Ward, the 5'6" senior. Jada Dondria, the 5'11" sophomore, and Callie Kromer comes in at 5'9". She is a senior. For Morgan Bass's Bulldogs, they're going to go with Kirsten Poling, the 5'7" senior, Courtney Sumner, the 5'4" junior, Olivia Burkhart, the 5'2" sophomore, Selena Jordan, the 5'7" senior, and rounding out the starting lineup is Katie Sizemore, the 5'7" sophomore. We'll remind you that the opening tip tonight is brought to you by HSLC. We're going to have a good one here. The crowd is up and clapping tonight. Band kind of fired up. Nice crowd here tonight on a Monday night. But
really good crowd.
We will see what will happen in this, and we will tell you there will be the first of many this week. Tomorrow night, Coldwater and the Wildcats. Friday night, Kenton and the Redskins from Wapak. And on Saturday night, Allen East and Hard Northern will put it together. That should be a good one out from Allen East. Nice facility.
I love that gym.
Yep. We call some tournament games out there. Looks like Jordan is going to jump it up for the Bulldogs against Nelson for the Golden Gophers. Steve Oren puts the ball up. Perfectly put up, and it's tipped and won by Ada. Almost an over and back, Steve Oren right there in the middle. He was going to wait to see if she was going to do it again.
Absolutely. It's like, ooh.
First turnover of the game. Ridgemont will get it, and they'll trigger it in. Doing that is going to be Nelson. She gets the ball back and brings it down. The Bulldogs looks like they're in a man-to-man. Nope, they're in a 2-3 zone. Back out top it comes. Penetrating, then dumping the ball back off to Ward. Down the lane, drive is nothing but net for Kromer. She drives to the hole, gets the first two of the game. 2-0 on the Root Lumber scoreboard. 7:33 to go here in opening quarter. Brought to you by Roof Law Office. Out top it goes in the hands of Poling. Poling at the elbow, dumps it back off to Jordan. Jordan left side. Gives it to the floor general. Summer, she takes the jumper at the elbow, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Kromer. Good start for the Golden Gophers here.
Absolutely.
Kromer has it out top. Looking to the right corner, over to Ward. Then back out top and penetrating. They dump it left side. Here's a trifecta. Will not go down that time by Smith.
Oh, she got a run rebound.
Yep, that's because she followed her shot.
Exactly.
Here's a drive in the lane. Shot put up will not go down for Brooke Nelson, but she's going to go to the line. We will tell you there will be a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-3000. We'll get a large one-item pizza from Domino's. That's located in downtown Kenton across from the courthouse. And Brooke Nelson says, I got it. And she got the first free throw. Make it 3-0, the Golden Gophers. She eyes and flies the second one. Made nothing but net. These people are shooting free throws really well.
No kidding. Yes, they are.
Sumner to bring it up court for the Bulldogs, who trail on the route number scoreboard. 4-0 with 6:44 to go on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. Here's a drive to the basket. Pass off. Very nicely done. Sizemore gets her first two. A nice pass by Burkhart. Make it 4-2. Down the other way, ball in the hands of Nelson. Faking the three, penetrating, then getting the ball back is Nelson. Nelson penetrates in the lane, doesn't have anything, but he'll get out of there, and she does. The ball's knocked outside, goes off, knocked out of bounds off the hands of one of the Bulldogs. Cromer will save that one for the Golden Gophers. Nelson triggers in. She gets it back. She penetrates. Doesn't have anything. Out top it goes. Here's a trifecta. No good that time by Cromer. Rebound is pulled down very nicely by Poling. And bringing across the timeline for the Ada Bulldogs is Burkhart. She penetrates to the right side. Out to Sumner. Sumner takes the one bounce and takes the shot. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Ward. Players have those habits sometimes. They have to bounce it once before
exactly,
they shoot.
Yeah.
So you know where you're at, I guess. I don't know. Nelson at the foul line, backs it up, then penetrates yet again and backs it up. Dumps it off to Cromer. Cromer loses the handle, then got it back. Left side shot taken is deflected that time by Burkhart. Goes out of bounds, but it'll stay on the Golden Gopher end. And they will trigger in the Golden Gophers. Comes in quickly. Dondria dumps it off to Cromer. Cromer trying to find somebody, and Ada ratcheting up that defense, and they ratcheted it up enough that Jordan was able to cause a turnover. And the Bulldogs will inbound it and bring it up court. They trail 4-2, 5:15 to go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. Across the timeline in the hands of Burkhart. Over to Sumner. Sumner penetrates, takes the jumper. No. Rebound comes down.
Nice rebound.
And goes out of bounds. Tried to save it that time was Jordan, but she didn't get it. They're going to have to hit the boards there, aren't they?
Absolutely.
One and done will not get it done.
Not tonight, it won't.
Inbounded to inbounded to Cromer, and across the timeline she comes. Left side, Smith, back off to Nelson. Takes the jumper from the left side, no good. Got her own rebound. And goes to the floor, and we got a jump ball. Did a good job that time, did Nelson, in following her shot and getting the ball, but Ada kind of
closed in on her.
Closed in on her and was able to tie that one up. Elbow jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Ada. Here is Burkhart up the left side, not particularly in a hurry. Has the rock. Gone with the 1-4 low. Here is Sumner. Sumner to the hole off the window. That one's going to go. Yeah, she drives. She's going to score.
Absolutely.
They don't stop her. 4-all. Sumner's first two of the evening. Getting in the 13, 14, 15 point every game. Here's a drive to the basket. That one will not go down. Goes out of bounds off the foot of Smith. Shot taken that time by Nelson. So Ada will get the ball with 4:02 to go on the Rude Lumber scoreboard. And we have our first substitution. Cronister checks in. And Burkhart says, I'll bring it up the court. No pressure yet being employed. Looks like 2-3 zone for the Golden Gophers. Right side it goes to Poling. Here's Sumner. Inside pass. Gets it back. Skips it right side. Takes the long jumper. Will not go down for Burkhart. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Ada. Touch last by Cronister. So Ada will trigger in on the side across the way from us. Doing that is going to be Sumner this time. She gets it into Burkhart. Burkhart gets a nice screen, takes the elbow jumper. Nice. Wow. What do you think about that shot?
That was impressive.
Yeah, and it was off of a nice screen, too.
Yeah, it was.
6-4 Bulldogs. Out top it comes. Ball's loose on the floor and a jump ball, and it's going to go towards Ada this time. King checks in for Ada. Sophomore for Morgan Bass's Bulldogs. Here comes Burkhart up the court. At least Sumner doesn't have to bring it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Left side it goes. Sumner's trying to find somebody. Skips it across quickly. Here's an elbow jumper. Will not go down that time. Rebound shot put back up and in by King, who just came in the game. Good rebound.
Yeah.
Use the window. Ada's got a 4-point lead, 8-4. And the ball's loose on the floor and stolen by Poling. She's going to push it. Uncontested for the layup up and in. Make it 10-4. Ada taking good examples of taking care of that transition basketball. Steal it and get it to go the other way. Here's Smith. Pass and another steal. King gets it in the backcourt to Poling, who brings it across the timeline. Poling wearing a nice little right-handed brace, too, on that leg. Here's Sumner. Inside to the elbow, then back out. Top and knocked in the backcourt. Here comes Cromer to the hole. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Burkhart. That was a nice steal. Didn't finish that time. We're at 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. It is 10-4 on the Root Number scoreboard on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jenny Hildreth and Bob Simmons bring you this action in girls basketball action. Here is Sumner, who buries the trifecta. She's got 5 in the quarter, and there's a 9-point lead for the Bulldogs. Go the other way. Here's Smith. Brings it out top with 1:33 to go, and I believe she carried it. Checking in the game is going to be Poling and Robinson for the Bulldogs. Morgan Bass turning that revolving door over there, keeping her players fresh.
It's working.
Yes, it is. And when it works, you continue to do it,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Here's Sumner, faked the three that time. Go down right side. King almost lost it. She gets it back to Sumner. Sumner out top to Burkhart. Then right side they go.
Oh, nice block by Brooke Nelson.
Yeah, Poling kind of made a pass that was knocked away by Nelson. Very nicely done that time by her. She's got the rock in the paint. Turnaround jumper, no.
Oh.
Rebound pulled down by Robinson, the 5'11 sophomore. 54 seconds to go in the opening quarter here on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. 13-4 on the Root Number scoreboard. Down to 47 seconds. Elbow jumper, no good. Rebound comes down to, I believe that was
Jenna Ward.
Jenna Ward pulling that one down. Did a good job to go to the floor. 36 seconds to go. Out top, looking over this defense is Cromer. Passes in the middle. And we got a travel call. That's a good call. Wingfield had tried to get some couple steps there to get out of that paint, so she didn't get called for being in 3 seconds in the KOA camping ground that looked like.
Right.
It almost looked like a camping ground. Okay, Burkhart across the timeline with 18 seconds to go. Gets it back.
Ooh,
knocked.
Nice job.
Yep, good job that time getting those deflections. We talk a lot about that, Jenny. Deflections probably not caught and certainly recorded as much as they should be, and something that is a good stat to keep now.
It actually is.
Burkhart across Sumner. Burkhart says, I'll take the three. Buries it. And we played one here, and the Bulldogs lead after one, 16-4. We'll be back.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit MidOhioEnergy.com.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grainge only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grainge their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School. Getting ready for the second quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Offices. And after one, Jenny, 16-4. Ada has five people to score. Richmond has two. Not getting a lot of opportunities to look at the basket. That probably would be, if I was to say something to about Richmond, that was a factor, I think, in the first quarter.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, they've had a few turnovers. I think maybe I count five. So they got to keep that ball in their hands and get it in the bucket.
Richmond, though, fortunately gets it first here. Here's Nelson across the timeline. Gets a very nice screen. Passes down low. Shot put up. Won't go that time on a very nice play. Smith took that one. That was a nice play. Wouldn't go. Maybe drew that out. Drew that up during the timeout. And Ada comes away with the rock here. Here is Sumner this time. Dumps it to Burkhart. Back to Sumner. Keep your eye on her. Right side it goes. Here's a trifecta. Hits the side of the basket.
Whoa.
Return shot up is no good. And then Ada gets yet another one. Here's Sumner for three. No. Rebound comes down to Ada again. Too many opportunities.
Absolutely.
That's four already here and one opportunity here. Here is Burkhart. Inside they go. Shot off the window. Won't go. Another shot put up, and that one will go. Robinson with a couple rebounds offensively, and she gets two. Six people scored, and we got a steal. Quickly the other way off the window. Sumner, she goes hard to the floor, and she'll go to the line with the foul.
That's what we were talking about a little bit ago, the turnovers and the rebounding. It's something Ridgemont's just going to have to, like, focus on and do, I think, at this point.
Yeah, you don't want to get too far behind.
No,
either.
Absolutely not.
Here's Sumner. Eyes it, flies it, nothing but net. She's got six on the night, leading her team. And they expand that lead to 19-4. Coach Morgan Bass getting that quick start, which I know she wanted. Sumner eyes and flies the second one and makes that one, give her seven. Courtney Sumner with seven. And we got a whistle blowing here. What we got here?
I'm not 100% sure.
Untied shoe. That's nice.
Oh,
good
well,
job. Good job by
safety
officials.
First.
Yeah, safety. You don't want to get anybody to do. So Steve Oren will they'll inbound the ball here at half court. John Derryberry calling that one. You don't want anybody to fall. And,
no, definitely not.
I know I always worry about their shoestring being untied too, but I'm a lot older than they are.
Me too.
Here's Cromer out top. Passes and stolen by Sumner. Sumner the other way. Sumner to the hole off the window. Give her two more. And the Root Lumber scoreboard has 6:38 to go in the second quarter. It's 22-4. Drive down the lane. A nice move
and
a basket.
Nice job by Brooke Nelson.
Yeah, Brooke Nelson gets her fourth point. Very nice drive that time. Make it 22-6. A little pressure being applied. 1-3-1 now. As we look at it high atop Ada High School. And Sumner finally gets it across the timeline. And double dribble. Good call.
Yep.
Ridgemont will bring it the full length of the court. And that'll be Cromer inbounding to Nelson. I'm sure Nelson will bring it. Like Shreve, looks like she's ready to check in. Maybe?
I think maybe.
In the lane, the ball's loose on the floor, and good job that time by Wingfield to get it out. Here's a long three, won't get out.
In and out.
Burkhart gets it quickly ahead, then gets it back. Cross to Sumner. Here's a long trifecta, no, that time by Burkhart. Rebound pulled down by Cromer. Quickly ahead, the right side. Spins, takes it back out top, then penetrates. tries to pass it off, and it's knocked out of bounds that time by Burkhart. Poling comes in. Sizemore for the Bulldogs. Who'd we get here? Dondria and
Shreve
comes in for the Golden Gophers. 6:32 to go in your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jenny Hildreth and Bob Sims bringing this action between Ridgemont and Ada. Shot inside that time is no good. Rebound pulled down quickly by Poling. She pushes it up the court. I had King screeching down the left side, but they missed her.
Yeah, they did.
Out top, here is Burkhart. Sumner. She gets it back then at the high post.
Oh.
Nice pass across, and there's a basket taken by Burkhart. That's good ball movement, and it's good ball movement without dribbling.
That's what I was going to say. Definitely.
And it resulted in a 24-6 lead. Here is Cromer. Nelson, and I think she's going to get a foul call on her on Poling, tried to get a little too aggressive there.
She was just trying to reach in for that ball.
Not a lot of fouls called in.
No, definitely not.
That's what I expected because I know Steve and John let him play. Don't know the other gentlemen, but I do know them. Inbounded quickly to Shreve, and we got a foul called. That one's going to be on Burkhart. Neither team, eight a little bit more so, only eight players. You want to be real careful. Nobody's in real trouble yet.
No, definitely not.
But you want to be careful. 4:43 to go in the second quarter. This quarter brought to you by Roof Law Offices. 24-6. Here's Shreve. Nice job of handling the basketball. Dumps it off to Dondria. Then a drive down the lane. The shot up and goes. And they're going to count it. Nice move by Callie Cromer. She gets the basket and the harm and a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
That's right.
Get three different ways. Sometimes this one's the best. Eyes and flies it and nothing but net, simply because sometimes that's a much higher percentage shot. 24-9, 4:25 to go. Little pressure being applied again, three-quarter court, 1-3-1. Out to Sumner. Sumner has the ball. Left side, faking the three that time. I thought she was going to take it.
No, I did too.
And that was Burkhart. She gets it back to Sumner. Sumner behind the back. Takes the long three. Nothing but net. Whoa, step back. Wow.
That was a nice shot.
Dribble, step back, and buried it. 27-9. Stolen by Sumner. She's on a breakaway. She's going to go to the hole and another layup.
Give her 12 on the go. Oh, she got 12.
Drive tried it down. That time on the left side is off the foot of Nelson. So Ada will get the rock back. 3:31 to go, 29-9. Ada with the lead and the rock. And Sumner is going to take a little breather. Ada will be playing without her for a while. This is Jordan. Out top, Burkhart. Skips right side. Here's a jumper. Nice looking shot. And it goes down by Poling. Make it 31-9. Drive down the lane, passes out. Here's a long trifecta, no good. Rebound comes down, and we got a foul call. Good job that time by Dondria to get the rebound. Ball's out of bounds. Checking in the game is going to be Cronister. Out, because Nelson for a little breather. Ridgemont will trigger in under their own basket with 2:57 to go in the second quarter. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and it's off the foot of Cromer. And it wasn't really her fault. The pass was down at her foot.
Yeah, definitely.
We got a timeout. We'll take one, too. 8-31, Ridgemont 9. We'll be back.
is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not insured by any government agency.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Thank you. After the Root Lumber timeout, it's 31-9. Good timeout by Tim Wyatt talking to his troops. And Ada's going to bring it down court. Burkhart. Pulling. Deep in the corner. This is just inside the three-point line. It's no good. And, well, I'll tell you what, Sizemore come crashing through there trying to get that rebound. Didn't get it, though. Back in the game comes Sumner. She has a 14-point first half so far.
Yes.
She scored more than Ridgemont, but she's a nice player. I mean, she's a very seasoned athlete.
Yes, definitely. And she's not selfish. She looks for the open player, and she makes that pass.
Yeah. Come up with a few transition baskets and steals this way early on. Ward, I believe, is called for a violation.
Looks like traveling, I think.
Yeah. A little pressure being applied there over on that wing by the Bulldogs. They're going to inbound it in front of all the student section. Sumner gets it and is going to bring it up the court now. Across the timeline she comes with 2:23 to go. The Bulldogs with a commanding 31-9 lead. In the corner it goes. Good ball movement again. A lot of it without the dribble, but this was a dribble. Here's a jumper inside the three. Won't go down this time for Poley, but a rebound shot put out is no good. Grabbing the rebound, wow. Sizemore. Here's another trifecta, and they bury it. Does Poley. You give some team four or five chances, that's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
33-9. Richmond will need to do some adjustments, hitting those boards a little bit. At the foul line, having some difficulty getting rid of it. In the lane, passes crossed, shot put up. Very nicely done by Dondria. Nice pass to her, too, in the lane.
Yeah, most definitely.
33-11. 1:30 to go. Quickly down on the left side. They had an opening there, didn't get it out top two. It goes back down. A shot in the deep corner is no good that time by Jordan. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Gophers. Here they come the other way with 1:14 to go. Out top, penetrating. Elbow jumper won't go, but getting fouled is Cromer, and she'll go to the line. Doing a good job that time leaning in and getting the foul.
Yeah, I think that's what Ridgemont needs to start doing right now. They need to start driving to the basket and just drawing the foul and getting on the line.
Foul's going to be on Kirsten Poling, her second. I'm sure Coach Bass has someone there to report in for her. Free throw is no good. They kind of blew the buzzer before they were done bouncing.
Yeah.
Out comes Poling. Out comes Sizemore, who was in there hitting the boards. Second toss for Cromer. Eyes it, flies it. Nothing but net this time.
I think we have a timeout.
We'll take one, too. 33-12. We'll be back.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements.
Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School and on tonight's game between the Golden Gophers of Ridgemont and Ada, and right now we're 33-12. Ada's got the rock, and Sumner's got it with a minute to go here in the second quarter. Left side she goes to Poling. Poling got a nice screen that time, but I'll tell you what, Nelson did a good job stepping through that. Here is Sumner. Sumner thought about the three but didn't take it. I could tell her she was going to step back.
I was like, ooh.
Ball out top to Robinson. Dumps it off to Poling. Doing a good job of time management.
Oh,
pass down low.
Wow.
Give and go. And the Ada Bulldogs burn Ridgemont on a very nice play, 35-12.
That was really nice.
Yeah, that's a play they practiced a lot.
Definitely.
Here's Nelson. Cromer. Down the lane. Puts up the shot. It won't go, but they got a foul called. Good athletic move by her that time. Uh-oh, that's the third foul, I think, on Poley. Better get her out of there.
Yes, it is.
Checking in the game is going to be Burkhart. She is the only senior on the Bulldog. No, Jordan's a senior too. Two seniors on this team. At the free throw line is Cromer. Eyes it, flies it. Nothing but net. Did she get the first one too? I think she gets another one. Am I in another world?
I think you're in another world. She's only shot one time and that was it.
Well, that's what I said. Everyone went away and it's like, did I miss something here?
I know. I think everybody down there was confused.
They did. Eyes and flies. The second one, no good. Ran her own rebound, but then it's taken away by Sumner. Sumner backs it up with 4 seconds to go. Sumner better put it up. She's going to take the three and it hits the iron. No good. We're at the half here. The Bulldogs lead the Gophers 35-13. We'll be back.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Membership eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things. Like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years. Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company. Grow financially and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health, safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School, and a lot of festivities here at the halftime. This was an opportunity for people to go against each other. I think they're going to have a winner here on shooting layups and taking jump shots and all kinds of other things there. But interesting, first two people did a pretty good job.
They did. I was listening to them earlier. You get so many points for a layup, so many points in the paint, and so many points on the outside. So you can choose your shot. It's just whoever scores the most in a minute.
All right. We'll tell you the halftime brought to you by Superior Credit Union. Let's look at the scoring here a little bit while we listen to the announcers. For Ridgemont, they had three people score, 2 points for Dondria, 4 for Brooke Nelson, and leading them scoring the first half is Cromer with 7. For Ada, different story. 7 people score.
That's the difference right there.
Oh, yeah. Sizemore, the 5'7 sophomore, has 2. 2 apiece for Mariah King and Kirsten Poling. She left with 3 fouls. 4 points the first half by Robinson. 5 points the first half by Lexi Poling. 7 by Olivia Burkhart. And leading them in scoring the first half with 14 big points is Sumner. So a lot more people score, a little bit more balance, I think, in Ada, and opportunities from getting the ball in the hands of a lot of people. And I think that has been a major factor for Ridgemont. Too many people to cover, and they're just running really good plays. They had a give and go. They've gotten a lot of transition baskets out of Sumner and steals and some other players on Ada. And that's all kind of mounted up to this 22-point lead.
Absolutely. They got really good ball movement out there. And they're patient. They're patient. They wait for that play, and it's helped them.
Yeah, it has. And when you get lots of people to contribute, that always is a factor. I thought Ridgemont got more looks at the basket in the second quarter. They did end up getting 3 baskets. The first quarter, they only had 1. They did. Coach Weiner took a couple timeouts. I think talked them a little bit about getting more opportunities on the offensive end.
Oh, absolutely. They had a few turnovers. I think that's been key in this first half. So hopefully let's keep the turnovers down and go from there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And both teams coming back there and being entertained by our 2 contestants
exactly.
On the floor.
Kind of
they're trying to, whoever gets the most points in, what is it you said, a minute?
Yeah, I think it's a minute.
This looks like longer than a minute. They're all shooting.
Well, I think they were tied. I think they're doing a shoot-off.
Yeah, they're all shooting layups, too. Look at them put the spin on the ball. Remind you, this is first of many this week on Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN. Tomorrow night at Kenton High School, tune in. Coldwater will be coming to town. The Cavaliers are going to take on the Wildcats Friday night. Wapak Aneta will come to town. They're going to take on the Wildcats in WBL action. And then on Saturday night, game emanating from Allen East High School. The Polar Bears of Hart Northern will go over taking on the Mustangs of Allen East. So that's, I believe, our schedule for this week, if I am correct.
I think you are correct.
So we'll be back after these messages to bring you third quarter exciting action.
Thanksgiving and Christmas season have passed, but football season is still upon us. Grab your tailgating goodness from the Depot No. 9 and enjoy those touchdown celebrations with Nick's salsa and hot sauces, or spice up your meat tray with Saucy Sal's barbecue, mustards, and mayo selections. Get the Depot No. 9 on your team. Open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 10:30 to 3:30.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School and the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter or third quarter here in basketball action. Right now, Ada leads 35-13 over Ridgemont. And Ridgemont's going to get the rock first here. This quarter, the third quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Offices. And the buzzer sounds, and Ridgemont says, we're ready to go. Ball inbounded in the hands of Cromer. Looking over this defense, having some trouble. Gets the ball off to Nelson. She penetrates, takes the jumper, won't go. Rebound comes down to Ada. And we got a foul call. That one's going to be, I believe, on Dondria. They did get a good look at the basket that time. I'm sure Coach Wyatt talked about that at the half. More opportunities. Burkhart brings it down the court for the Bulldogs. Left side it goes. Penetrating is Poley. Back out top. Faking the three. Stepping inside off the window. Sumner with two more. That was
a nice move by her.
Athletic move. She faked it, and everybody went right by her and took it inside and shot it right off the window. Here's a drive down the lane. A nice move that time by Nelson, but it wouldn't go. Rebound pulled down by Sumner. 37-13. Sumner holds up one finger. Passes it left. Faking the three is Burkhart. Sumner gets it on the right side against this zone. Left side it goes. Penetrating inside pass. Back out it comes. Skips right side to Sumner. Takes the three. No good. Rebound comes down to Ridgemont, and there's a foul called. Good job that time by Cromer. We talked about hitting the glass, and she did, and she got fouled. That foul was called on Sizemore. I thought he said 12, but actually it was a reverse. He meant 21. That was not any dyslexia problem on my part. Inbounded. Here comes Nelson across the timeline. Her troops trail by 24. Nice pass down low, shot put up, and that one will go down. Nelson with a great pass to Smith and two for her. That was a nice play.
That was.
37-15. 1-3-1 again, three-quarter court. Sumner looking it over. Does a good job of staying away from it, then cuts right down the middle. Passes down low to the left side. Back out to Burkhart.
Ada has such good ball movement.
Yes, they do. A lot of it without dribbling.
Exactly.
Which is a key factor. You can always move it faster if you don't dribble it. Out top Sumner. Right side it goes, pulling. Jump at the foul line. Won't go down that time. Nelson with the rebound. Gets rid of it in the middle to Smith. Smith across the timeline. Good defense by Ada. Here's Nelson. Doesn't take the jumper. Into Smith. Smith in the lane. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound comes down to Sizemore of Ada. 5:38 to go here. On the Root Lumber scoreboard, it's 37-15 Ada. Sumner with the rock. Deep in the left corner it goes in the hands of Jordan. Back to Sumner penetrating at the elbow. Dumps down low. Gets the ball back. Out top it comes. Penetrating in the lane. The runner will not go that time by Burkhart. We got a foul on Ada. I think that was going to be on Burkhart. Nope, they're going to call another one on Sizemore.
That's going to be her second.
Checking in the game is Cromer. Out goes Smith. We'll remind you there will be a Domino's question of the game. Yeah. First correct caller, 419-675-3000, will get a one-item large pizza for Domino's, and that's located in downtown Kenton. Turnaround jumper is no good. Ball comes down, and a nice
job by Jenna Ward.
Yes, she did. She saved it and went off one of the Ada players' hands, so Ridgemont will get to trigger in under their own basket. They're in the stack. Trying to find someone open, and unfortunately, it's an Ada player. Poling gets the steal. Quickly ahead. Layup, nothing but net that time by Burkhart. Give her 9. And make it 39-15. Pass down low. Inside defense is tenacious that time. And away with it is Jordan. And here comes Ada again. Just right side they go to Poling. Back to Burkhart. Sumner takes the three off the window. No, she tried to bank that one in. Down low, shot put back up and in. A nice job by Poling taking it to the basket. Make it 41-15. 4:13 to go. Halfway through the third quarter. Here is Nelson.
Oh.
Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Chronister. Yeah, she went to her knees there and tried to save it.
I thought she was doing the splits out there for a second.
Inbounded by Ada here with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. On the Root Lumber scoreboard, 41-15, Ada. Pass, good defense that time by the Golden Gophers. Stepping in there was Cromer to get the steal, and then we got another foul called. This one's going to be on Poling. Would that be number four?
That's number four for her.
Checking back in the game is King. Just one of those nights she'll have to set the rest of this quarter for sure. Ada with 8 players, and she's in foul trouble, so that's 7 plus 1 with 4. And we got a traveling call called on Dondria. And so Ridgemont turns it over yet again. And that's been their kind of Achilles heel tonight, too, a little bit. Turning it over and then not getting enough looks at the basket. And that kind of always compounds as the game goes on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right side, left side, they go to Jordan, then back to Sumner. Pass at the high post. And back to Sumner again. Fake the three again. Burkhart says, I'll take one, though, and misses it. Rebound shot put back up, won't go. Another shot on the other side, won't go down for Jordan.
And another rebound for Ada.
And another rebound for Ada and a jump ball. There's three opportunities yet again. Morgan Bass has got her group hitting the glass on the offensive end and defensive end. And they will be rewarded because the arrow is pointing their way. They'll trigger in under their own basket, quickly into King. Out to Burkhart. Back to Sumner, who does take the three this time. No, off the front of the iron. Rebound comes down. We got another
jump ball.
Jump ball. So this time it'll go to Ridgemont because Ada had it last.
That's one thing Ridgemont's going to have to do. They're going to have to get in there and rebound the ball.
I concur 100%. Quickly up the court they have it. Trying to look for something and going to the ground. And a timeout taken by Ridgemont. We'll take one too. 41-15, Ada. We'll be back after these.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back after the Root Lumber timeout here, taken by Ridgemont. They will get the ball and trigger it in right in front of their bench. And triggering in is Smith. Or excuse me, no, that is Nelson.
Nelson.
How could I do that? Down the lane they go. Jumper in the lane is no good that time by Cromer. Rebound comes down to Ada. Poland got that one. Just not hitting the glass as much, I'm sure, as Coach Wyatt would
definitely
like.
Definitely not.
Poland skips across Sumner. Leaning in, doesn't take the shot. Skips it out top Burkhart. Poland, inside they go. Turnaround jumper off the window will not go down for Robinson. Good teamwork again as far as passing the ball without dribbling. Got a good look. Here's a spin. The ball's on the floor, and another jump ball. We've had quite a few of those.
Yes, we have.
Sumner will bring it up the court for the Bulldogs, who lead 41-15. 2:17 to go here. Burkhart down low. They go to King. To Burkhart. Out top, then left side. It goes to Poling, then gets back to Sumner. King tries to go inside. Good interior defense that time by Nelson to swat that one away and steal it. And she brings it up the court. Penetrating shot put up. Won't go that time by Cromer. Rebound pulled down by, again, Poling. That's two in a row for her. Getting that good position on the inside to get those rebounds.
Most definitely.
Here's Sumner down the lane off the window. Gets a nice bounce but won't go. Gets her own rebound. And gets fouled. Oh, that's Burkhart that got that rebound. Ada has a savvy to go after the basketball when it goes off the glass, don't they?
And if they miss it, they go right back after it. I mean, we've sat here and watched them, you know, get it five times at least.
Yep. Top it comes to King. King hands it off to Burkhart. Sumner. Oh, she thought about going down low. Then they go down low. King off the window. Very nicely done.
Nice
with
play.
The left hand. Give her four. Make it 43-15. Cromer, 1 minute to go here. Down the lane. The shot put up won't go, but she gets fouled. Does Cromer?
Smart decision there by Kylie Cromer drawing that foul.
Yep. Couple shots upcoming for her.
Exactly. Clock stopped.
Second foul on Burkhart. Cromer eyes it, flies it, and off the iron, no good. This will be her eighth free throw.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, she's created some things down low. Eyes and flies that one, and that one's another Manette. Actually, seventh. One was a three-point play. And pressure being applied in the 1-3-1 three-quarter court. Burkhart hasn't got it across. She does get it to Poling, and then they do get it across. Poling. Right side. Burkhart to Sumner. Sumner passes the ball really well, too. You not only have to pay attention to her scoring, but she passes it well.
Yeah.
Poling with the long trifecta. No. Rebound pulled down. Good job that time by Cromer. Getting position and getting the ball. She's got it, bringing it up the court. Spinning in the lane. And gets fouled again. I think she got hit in the nose again.
I think she did, too. And I think she got hit down here the last time, too. So.
Yeah. Hope she's not bleeding. 27.6 seconds to go. Inbounded. Shot put up quickly. Will not go down that time by Dondria. Shot put back up again is no good. And a rebound pulled down by Robinson of the Bulldogs. Did get two looks that time. Sumner at 16 seconds. Playing catch with Burkhart. Over to Pauline. Burkhart. Sumner at 8. Skips left to Pauline. Back to Sumner. She wants it with 4. She's double teamed. Dumps it down. Here's King to the basket. And we have played 3. Ada leads 43-16. We'll be back.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Office. It is 43 for Ada, 16 for Ridgemont. And your masterful words would be what, Princess Jenny?
Rebound the ball.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And drive it. At this point, just drive it in. Draw that foul. Stop the clock. Put some points on the board.
Very well said. And always when you say that, the team that needs to do that has the ball first. Ridgemont does have it. Here's a long trifecta. No. Rebound pulled down and a tie-up that time. Good job by Emma Smith to get her hands on top of it. And because Ridgemont had it first, Ada gets it next. Sumner and Burkhart having a little conversation
there
as they bring it up the court. I wonder what that was. No bionic ear to hear that.
Me neither.
Burkhart, Sumner. Faking the three, not even looking at it. Very, as you mentioned, very unselfish, very talented player.
She definitely is.
Out top it comes. Sumner faking the three, penetrating, then dumps it back to Burkhart and gave her a nice screen. Back out top. Poling inside to Robinson and back left side. They move the ball really well. Here's Sumner for the trifecta. No. Rebound. Good job by the Golden Gophers. Rebound by Cromer. Nelson quickly up the court at the elbow. Long three ball is taken, and that one will not go down by Cromer. It's a good-looking shot. Just didn't go. That was a good look that time.
It was, absolutely.
6:45 to go here on the Rood Lumber scoreboard, 43-16. Here's Sumner backing it up, resetting the offense. Reminder, there is a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000. We'll get a large one on him. Pizza at Domino's, located in downtown Kenton. That is across from the courthouse. Here's Sumner down the hole. Layup won't go. Rebound pulled down by Cromer. Quickly ahead, Nelson. Long win by Smith. No. Rebound comes down to King. And across the timeline come the Bulldogs. Sumner. 16 points on the night for her. Penetrating down the lane. The scoop shot up and in.
That was a nice move.
Give her 18. Kind of like a one-on-one play. And she did that quite well. Here is Cromer down the lane. And she puts it up. And she's going to go to the line with a couple opportunities here to shoot free throws. She will, after these two, had 9 opportunities from the free throw line.
Good job by her getting to that line.
Eyes it, flies it, and no good. Substitutions for both teams. The revolving door. Coach Morgan Bass does three at a time. Three at a time for Ridgemont, too. And a second toss upcoming for Cromer. Points that right foot, eyes it, flies it, and that one's nothing but net. Give her nine on the night, 45-17. Extending that 1-3-1, three-quarter court here. Sumner looks it over, doesn't seem to be super concerned, makes a quick pass down to Sizemore, and gets it back to Sumner. She's going to take the long three, no. Rebound pulled down by Ada. Here's another elbow jumper. That one's nothing but net for Jordan. Give her first two. And guess what? How many people from Ada have scored? Everybody.
Everybody?
Yep.
That's what I figured.
Shot in the lane won't go down that time by Nelson. Rebound by Ada. Here comes Sumner. Eight people dressed tonight. Eight score for Ada. Sumner with the rock. Backs it up, deep in the corner goes to Jordan. She brings it out top and crosses it over to Poling, who's in with her four fouls. Nice reverse dribble to the hole. Ooh, she got hammered. But that was a nice kind of a reverse there and went to the hole, and she got hammered. So did Jordan. Do you think you can let them both shoot?
I don't know.
At the free throw line, though, is going to be Poling. They both went to the floor. They're both smiling, though. Poling. Eyes it, flies it. Nothing but net. Her fifth point of the night. Eyes it, flies the second one, and that one's no good. And they get yet another rebound.
Oh.
King with a good job that time. Down low. Oh, they had an opportunity for basket for Poling. Out top, Sumner. 4:28 to go on the Rood Lumber score. She down the lane. The runner goes. She's got 20. 50-17, Ada. Boy, she penetrates. It's not good for the other team. Shot put up that time is no good by Nelson. And hustling that time was Cromer, who tried to save it. Well, she came from nowhere trying to save it. Couldn't do it, though. And with 4:08 to go here in the game, Ada with the lead 50-17, and they got the rock. Across the timeline comes Sumner. Has quite a few assists tonight to go with that 20 points. Almost got another one there. King. Elbow jumper. Nothing but net for Jordan. She's got two in the corner. 4 points on the night. Across the timeline comes Nelson. Takes the jumper. Won't go. Rebound again pulled down by Ada. That one pulled down by Sizemore. They have won the Windex Award tonight.
Yes, they have. Most definitely.
On the defensive end and the offensive end. 3:24 to go in the game. Nice pass down low. And they're going to get a travel. Boy, that was a nice pass by Sumner.
Yes.
And I believe she's going to take a seat after getting 20 tonight. See if she plays anymore. Nice job by her again, floor general, and also a very seasoned basketball player as a junior. Across the timeline comes the Golden Gophers. Here's a long bomber. Won't go down that time by Shreve. Rebound pulled down by Ada's King. 2:48 to go on the Rood Lumber scoreboard on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jenny Hildreth and Bob Simmons. Here's a jumper from the left side is no good. 52-17 and a steal that time by Nelson. Good job by her. Quickly up court. Trying to find somebody, find Shreve. Here's Nelson down the lane. Jumper, no. Rebound pulled down by Ada and a jump ball. Good job that time by Cronister to get that one. Checking back in the game is Lexi Poling and Robinson. Out comes Poling and Jordan. We'll see if that's their last playing time.
I would make a safe bet and say it is.
Long bomber will not go down that time. Rebound pulled down by Ridgemont's Chronister, and I think we got a foul call. Foul called and at the free throw line, getting a couple tosses here. Will be Chronister. Eyes it, flies it, and nothing but net. She shot that very nicely. Now she gets another chance here. Now don't run away, everybody.
I was like, where's she going?
Makes the second one. Make it 52-19, under a minute to go. Quickly up court and stolen that time by the Golden Gophers. Nelson, and she's going to bring it up court. Down the lane, shot put up.
Nice job.
She's going to go back to the line yet again. Would be Nelson for her third and fourth free throws. And we blew the whistle. What are we doing there?
Well, the clock was still running.
And we'll keep it here. I'm not sure what.
And I think they just called a timeout to maybe stop the clock. I'm not 100% sure what's going on.
I'm not sure either.
I mean, it should be a continuous clock, but at this point.
Yeah. I'm sending him. Interesting timeout there, and
yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on.
I'm still trying to figure out what's going on, but we got Brooke Nelson at the line.
And an opportunity here. Eyes it, flies it, and no good.
We got a lane violation there on Ada, it looks like.
Second one is no good, too. And you do get two shots here. So they all seem to want to be leading.
I know, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, and the clock runs out, and Ada improves to 5-11 on the season. They win this one 52-19. We'll be back to talk about it after these.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Happy New Year from Liberty National Bank. Hi, this is Jade Hale. Now is the time to think about your 2022 financial goals, and we have a free service that can help you in that process. My Money View is an online financial management tool where you can track your spending, set goals, and establish realistic budget. Find out more at one of our locations or visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank, expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ada High School and our post-game show. And 52-19 tonight.
Yeah, it was.
That's all you're going to say.
It was. Unfortunately, you know, somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. But I think at this point, if you're Ridgemont and you're Coach Wyatt, you just go in and tell your team, okay, let's put that behind us. Let's reset. Let's move on to the next one. Let's see what we can improve on. Let's work on some things in practice and don't dwell on it.
Very good comments in the postgame show brought to you by Ohio Health, Hard Memorial Hospital. Let's look at the scoring tonight. And I think, Jenny, you're right. It's tough. Certainly coming in on a Monday night, you didn't have school.
Right.
And people say, well, why are you making excuses? I'm not making excuses, but sometimes those things are a factor. And Ada came in, and they were ready to play. I mean, they scored 16 first-quarter points, and Ridgemont had four. And pretty much after that, it just was like the old proverbial winter activity. It just snowballed.
You know, and don't take anything from Ada. They're a good, solid team. They have good ball movement. You know, Sumner, she's the real deal, so.
Yeah, she's the real deal is an understatement because she makes everybody else on the court a real deal,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Ridgemont falls to 3-11 on the year, and hopefully for Tim Wyatt and those Golden Gophers, better things tomorrow when they or down the road when they play again. Let's look at the scoring for them. Unfortunately for them, they only had five people score, and three of them had 2 points apiece. That would be Chronister, Smith, and Dondria. 4 points tonight for Brooke Nelson, far below what she
usually
gets.
I mean, last game she scored 30 points. So.
Exactly. So not an evening night for her that she usually has. And Callie Cromer, another high-point scorer person, had 20 the last game. She now has 9 tonight. And those were factors in the game. They just couldn't get anything going. And I think opportunities on the offensive end did not come in abundance.
Right.
And they were getting just killed on the glass on both ends of the court. And when that happens and you're, as I always say, one and done, that's going to not be a good factor for you.
You're very correct there, Bob.
And then for the Ada Bulldogs, who improved to 5-11 under Morgan Bass, they had all their players score tonight, and that's 8 of them. 2 points tonight by Katie Sizemore, 4 points apiece for 3 players. That would be Jordan, that would be Robinson, and that would be Mariah King. So you see there's some balance here. Then we have two that have 5 points. That would be Kirsten Poling, and that would be Lexi Poling. And then we jump to 9 points tonight for Olivia Burkhart. She and Sumner have been doing a lot of the scoring, but almost in double figures. And then Courtney Sumner, just a fine, refined, great basketball player. She has 20 points tonight, goes out of the game with a couple minutes to go. But certainly a team that is well-skilled, I think, in some of the fundamental things of rebounding.
Right.
And also working the ball very effectively without the dribble until they need to do that. A good ball movement, crashing the glass, rebounding extremely well tonight.
They just did everything well tonight.
Yeah, when you do those fundamental things, you're going to have the W.
Exactly.
And certainly, and as I mentioned in the pregame show, they play in a very tough league. The Northwest Conference, when I read you who was leading that conference, all the teams that had on the season one or two losses,
right,
and only two teams that are below 500. Tough league, and that plays nothing against Ridgemont. I mean, Northwest Central Conference has some good teams, but I mean, Ada battles almost every night in that,
right,
Northwest Conference, and it's just, I mean, you talk about some of the teams in that conference, and they're just good basketball team. So we will tell you, we'd like to thank Dr. Brennan Byrne back at the station, and as always, this is Jenny, a great job and an opportunity to work with you on a Monday night. It was a pleasure.
It's always good when I'm with you, Bob.
Yep. We will tell you in the final here. Ada improves to 5-11 on the season. They take down Ridgemont 52-19. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining WKTN Sports for high school girls basketball action between Ridgemont and Ada. Let's thank our sponsors for making that possible. Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, The Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, Wilson Tire, HSLC, Bridget Hallwell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Central 21 Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office.
Now, join us again tomorrow as we will have some more high school basketball action with Coldwater taking on Kenton in boys basketball.